You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. January and February in Michigan are the coldest, harshest months of winter. And while the ice and snow can be dangerous, it's the cold gusts of wind that make a mile-long walk feel like an eternity. For farmers, the wind can be deadly, but it can also save crops from frost. WMUK correspondent Joan Donaldson reports.
The west shoreline of Lake Michigan is known as a windy location. Yet, like the ancient symbols for theater showing the smiling or weeping faces, wind can work in the farmer's favor or cause financial losses. Last winter, icy winds roared off Lake Michigan and burned the unprotected leaves on our friends' rhododendron plants that were sticking above the snow cover. And the wind also nipped blueberry canes and fruit buds so that they withered and died. While the temperatures were frigid, the wind chill increased the damage on our farm and at our friend's rhododendron nursery. Unlike the home gardener who can wrap their plants in order to shelter them, we and other farmers can only plant windbreaks and hope that the trees will protect our many acres of bushes. And when my husband John and I plant a new orchard, we take care to lean the saplings a bit to the west, so that over the years the prevailing winds will nudge them into an upright position. Otherwise, one day, they will resemble the abandoned elderly orchards with their trees tilted to the east. Usually our baby goats arrive in March, a blustery month, so we house them in a large wooden kid box because drafts could harm them even more than cold. During gales, our one-ton oxen leave the pasture and snuggle in their stalls, happy to be out of the wind. Even in my garden, a wild summer storm uproots corn stalks and blows over broccoli plants. Yet in other ways, the lack of wind can also harm our crops. As a teen, on frosty nights, my husband used to help manage smudge pots that would slightly warm the air and keep it moving through an orchard. But because smudge pots spew forth pollutants, most farmers no longer use them, and many have installed overhead irrigation systems. When the temperatures drop, sensors turn on the sprinklers, and water coats the buds with ice, holding them at 32 degrees. Now, because of water regulations, farmers are purchasing tall wind machines with long blades that stir a current, drawing up the cold air and pushing down a warm draft so that the frost can't settle between the trees. Some of the windmills also have a propane heater that further warms the air. During April 2012, 19 nights of frost swept over southwestern Michigan's orchards, so farmers turned on wind machines and sprinklers, hoping to limit their losses. Yet, near the last day of April, a message from the MSU Extension warned that the usual frost protection systems would not prevent damage. Due to an inversion, the upper layer of air was even colder than the lower one, and because there was no wind, the inversion would not reverse itself. In the still dawn, blossoms and buds died. Our farming friends lamented the tragedy. We reminded each other of better springs in the past and hoped that next year would bring more amiable weather. Such as on a warm June afternoon, when the prevailing westerly wind perfectly dries our windrows of hay. I drive our tractor and baler to the alfalfa field, thankful for the wind that cools us, as John and Jason stack the hay bales on the wagon. On that day, the wind is my friend, blowing away the memories of winter and spring frosts. For WMUK, I am Joan Donaldson.